Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
TCB, and you are getting Simply Music with Jenny, and we're going to have a good time, because I say so, so there. Hello, Anne and Susan.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, no, Anne. We hope there's no bungee jumping across the ocean today. We got
it's rather choppy.
Oh, dear.
Well, we're hot and windy, so probably would be choppy here too. But
yeah,
that gets rather tiring after a little while, don't you think? My gosh. Okay, what we're gonna do? We're gonna start with Jay and the Americans doing "Come a Little Bit Closer."
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer. My kind of man, so be
Have you ever wanted to, now this is since I was a teenager, this is just something that I think is so cool. Have you ever wanted to just make a guy's jaw drop, his mouth water, his heart thump, and to see him start sweating when he watches you? Think about it. Would that be totally cool?
Oh, I am.
What a thought. Oh, yeah. That's been
very exceptional.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my fantasies, is to just, now I'm not saying I would do anything about it, but just to have it happen, you know? Totally cool.
Oh,
I would
God.
Love that.
Sounds good to me.
I know, it does, doesn't it? I would love that. I mean, think of it. When we watch, like we watch artists do concerts and things like that, or you see somebody, I don't know, whoever your actor heartthrob might be or have been or whatever, and you watch them, and you're sitting there, and your mouth kind of falls open a little bit, and if he kisses the girl or something, your heart starts thumping a little bit more. It's like, now, wouldn't you like to have that effect on a guy just to show him what it feels like? I would love it.
That could be the girl that he's kissing.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is you want him to know that you like it. Right, that you like that effect, so that he will tell you, hey, baby, this is what happened, and I liked it. And that's wowza. That's just wow. These strange things go through my head. Music does funny things to me. So maybe we should play another song.
I think we should cool down.
Yeah, we better. I can't get cold water here at this time of year. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. Anything on cold water tap.
You'll get that.
You know what? This time of year, you can take a shower and never turn the hot water tap on.
Wow.
That's how warm. Oh, yes. And if you want cold water to drink, you better be keeping it in the fridge, because that's the only way it's going to get cold. That's Arizona for you in the summertime. So, Hot Time in the City, that song comes to mind. Yeah. Okay, this is a song that I like, and I couldn't tell you why, but it's by Player, and it's called Baby Come Back.
Empty feeling again.
Oh yeah, baby, come back. You ever have somebody that you really do love, but for whatever reason they just can't be with you, and you can't be with them? It could be schedule conflicts or whatever, but that's how you feel. It's just like, baby, please come back because I can't live without you. And that's what you feel like. It really is. So folk have to do that very much. That's not fun. But, you know, sometimes there's no choice. Okay, I have a request from Brandon. So gear yourselves up. It's not a smooth male rock and roll. It's not a 60s rock and roll. It's good, but it ain't quiet. It's Aerosmith, and they're singing Oh yeah, Aerosmith. They're so good, and that guitar is typically Aerosmith. It's so cool. And you guys remember Mick Jagger from Rolling Stones, right? I mean, you're British, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to remember Mick Jagger. I mean, everybody remembers Mick Jagger.
Yes, we do.
Exactly. Steve from Aerosmith is another lips dude. He's got the lips. But my gosh, that guy can sing. Oh, man. He does some of the coolest work. And it's, you think, now how old is he? But, oh, my gosh, he can still do it. He can still do the falsetto scream. And it's just amazing. It is totally amazing. So if you ever get a chance to listen to more Aerosmith, don't pass it up because you'll love it. You will love it. Okay, Andy Gibb. We remember Andy Gibb, don't we? We can't forget poor little Andy. He died very, very young of, I think it was a heart thing that came from complications of the flu or something of that nature. It was very, very sad at any rate. He was the first Gibb brother to pass away. But he did some nice stuff before he went. And this is one of them. It's called Don't Throw It All Away by Andy Gibb.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. That's a sweet, sad song, you know, but I like to think that she listened to him and didn't leave because it was too good to throw away. I'm a dreamer. What can I say? I'm a dreamer, but I like it that way. So that's good. And we lost Anne. She got that new bungee cord, and I think it's a little bit strong for her. She bopped back over the Atlantic. Hopefully she'll be back. She is a
stick-to-itive
person. Oh, yeah, she's a stick-to-itive person, so I'm sure she'll show back up if she can. You know, connections sometimes don't cooperate, but that new bungee cord sure is good.
Sure is.
All right. I have another request from John, and this is Diana Ross, and it's from, I think it's 1970. Yeah, 1970, and it's called I'm Still Waiting. With one big voice. My gosh. And you know, that's when I was listening to that song, I couldn't help but think that the heart knows. Whatever your brain tries to tell it, or whatever somebody else tries to tell you, your heart knows. And your heart is going to wait forever if that's what it takes. So remember that. Never try to outsmart your heart. You'll end up unhappy every time because your heart knows. Okay. That being said, we're going to listen to Brian Hyland. And he's going to do Gypsy Woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around a campfire light,
not being around much. That would be the pits. Unless you wanted to travel with her. But who knows? Who knows? You know, where does anybody know where the native area is where, well, it's what we call the gypsies. That's not their actual group name, but does anybody know where they are actually originally from? Was it in Russia somewhere? I'm just not sure. That's why I'm asking. So if anybody can come up with that answer, that would be kind of cool to know. I think it would be. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and we have an enclave of the Gypsy people there. And they're very interesting people, and they're the dances and the parties and stuff that they throw, they have a lot of fun with life. And that's a lesson we should all learn, I think. It's really kind of cool. I have another request from Brandon. And I'm going to do this because I don't want to leave out the requests that I said I would play. And this is by Kiss. And Kiss is going to sing, Do You Love Me? What a question.
You really like my limousine. You like the way the wheels roll. You like my sex.
Kiss song, because most of the Kiss music I used to hear when I was younger was a lot harder music. It was more difficult to understand. It was a lot louder. It was more percussive. But I like this. I like this. This is along the lines of some of the other songs, you know, Three Dog Night and Vanilla Fudge and those from the late 60s or the mid 60s. So I like this. This is good. So thank you, Brandon, for bringing up another Kiss song that I found I liked. That surprised me, but it's kind of cool. So how are you doing, Susan? We didn't put you to sleep, did we? Suze? Well, she might not be there, and the computer just didn't tell me so yet. That is quite possible. Okay, we're going to do my last request that I've received, and it's from John, and it's T-Rex. And I had heard some of their songs, but I didn't have a clue who they were until John sent me some of their songs. And this was, a year ago or something he first did. And they're really pretty cool. So T-Rex doing Hot Love.
She's my woman of gold. She's not very old. She's my woman of gold. She's not very old. If you fold about to me, I'll hold your hand.
Now, you got to love that. You just really got to. Why? Because I said so? I guess that really doesn't go very far, does it? But anyway, it's a good song. It really was a good song. And you think with a name like T-Rex, you're going to go, oh, no, that can't be good. But it really is. They have a lot of good songs. I really, really like them. So that being said, we're going to go on to something in a completely different mood. And this goes back to wanting to make somebody drool when they look at you. Because this is what happens after, when their mind is kind of locked on that and the memory keeps going around and around and around and around and they're going crazy. And sometimes this happens. Conway Twitty, lying here with Linda on my mind.
Linda on my mind, and next to me, my soon to be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her cry. I once loved her, and I placed no one above her, and I never thought I'd ever set her free. But it just wasn't in my plan, the way Linda squeezed my hand the first time that I held her close. As she danced with me, she said, I've loved you for a long time, but you're married to a friend of mine, and I try hard to never let it show. But my love for you is stronger, I can't hide it in. And so I thought I'd better let you know. Now I'm lying here with Linda on my mind. And next to me, my soon to be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Linda on my mind.
All right. Good old Conway Twitty. He's been gone for a while, but he lives on in that music. And it's nearly irresistible. And that's fine. We don't mind irresistible music. And I've got the Hollies. Irresistible music for irresistible people, right? To feel irresistible, get that way. Because that's irresistible. The Hollies. Just One Look.
Just One Look. That's all it took, yeah, just one look. That's all it took, yeah, just one look. And I felt so I'm in love with you. Oh, oh, I found
the Hollies, 1960s, all the way. The Hollies were great. They had the harmonies. They were fun. It was amazing. It was totally amazing. Hey, Susan, are you there? Susan. Oh, Susan. Well, maybe not. Maybe she just can't hear me. That's a possibility, too. Anyway, we've got bread. And you'll notice we kind of have a theme going here, folks. We kind of have a theme. And it's called love and attraction. You know, first attraction when you look at somebody and the electricity just shoots. And you can't help it. That's just how it is. I like it. That electricity is really special, and it does not happen very often. That's the beauty of it. But when it does, you never forget it. So here's bread. Make it with you.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams are for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading, time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I
break it in. It'll be okay then. Oh. You'll be fine. And I don't know if Susan's really here or if she's just being really, really quiet, like the little mouse in the corner, so nobody finds her and steps on her. But the switchboard's showing me she's here, so I'm assuming she is. And that's good. And I'm glad you got back, because this is what, fourth time, fifth time, something like that? And it's like, I keep thinking, new bungee cord, got to break it in. Who knows how many times that'll take. But you made it. You got back.
Well,
and just in time, because it is time for an Elvis song. And this is from the 68 comeback special. And it's Love Me.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me cruel. But love me. Break my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. But love me. Won't you love me? I'll live for you.
Love that. You've got to. Hey, Susan, you made it back. Susan, did you make it back? Susan, hello. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Okay. Well, it's telling me you're there, girl, so I can't hear you, but I'm going to assume you're there. So there you go. Welcome back. Join on in, or just be there. That's okay, too. We're okay with that. I have J.D. Souther, however you pronounce it. And he's going to do Your Only Lonely.
And when you
might be saying you're only lonely, but lonely is a very sad feeling. And you really need that person you can call and talk to for him to say, hey, you okay? I'm here. We're talking. You don't have to be lonely anymore. Somebody's within reach. And that's what we need. We all need that person that we can call about anything at any time. And whatever mood we're in, it doesn't matter. But we need that person. We all need that person. I have one now. We don't hear from these guys too much. Dave Clark Five. We never heard from them too much, even when they were really popular. Well, maybe the Dave Clark Five wasn't all that popular. I mean, everybody heard of them, but, you know, you just didn't hear from them that often. But here we're going to hear a song that they're doing called Because. Because I Love You. Or whatever, but I don't hear her answering me, and that gets very frustrating, probably for her as well as me. I tell you, and Anne was back twice during that song, so I'm having some problems with my UK gals today, and it's just the connection, bopping back and forth across the rough water, and it's just not working very well. But hey. They gave it their best shot, and they'll probably keep trying clear to the end, and that's what I like. They're loyal, and their perseverance, it's great. It's just great. I love it. Okay, Paul Revere and the Raiders. And Paul Revere and the Raiders are going to sing about kicks. And the kicks of the 60s were a little different than the kicks now. So, and it's not to the high kicks of the dancers either. So listen to the song. It's a great song.
It really is.
Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like it just keeps getting hotter to fight? And all your gifts ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with gifts. You just need help, girl.
Will you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise? But it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like it just keeps getting harder to find? And all your gifts ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need gifts to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Again. Oh. Only this time I can hear you. This time I can hear you. So, hey, cool.
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's just something screw up with the connection, you know. So
I know. I figured,
well, and you stayed. You were still here through all of it. So I thought,
yes,
well, she could probably hear me here. Or she would be gone.
I could. I was enjoying the show, but I just couldn't make you hear me.
Well, that's all right. That's all, as long as you were here and you enjoyed it, that's the most important part. So that's cool.
It's my
and,
Elvis.
And now I can hear you. So, and you guys, I hope you heard when I said that my gals from the UK are just, they're full of perseverance, and I absolutely love it. You and Anne just keep on trying, and you eventually succeed. And that is awesome. I think that is so awesome. Poor Anne. She has been in and out of here at least a dozen times today. I swear. That has got to be tough. Yes, she's gone again.
Yeah.
Oh, can you believe that? Yes. Yes. You kind of both came in at the same time the last time you came in. And she lasted like 3 seconds and was gone again. So it's really... It's kind of, it would be hilarious if it wasn't so sad, you know it?
Yeah.
So, but that's all right. You know, she keeps trying, she keeps coming in, and that's what I love about her. Maybe I shouldn't call it perseverance. Maybe I should just call it pure stubbornness.
Yeah. Let's not let it beat you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, you ain't going to win. That's not going to work. So that's all right. We got it. I've got another bread song. I love bread.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I like the stuff that comes out of the oven, too, and you can put some nice fresh butter on it and some strawberry jam. I'm going to talk myself into making some bread, and it's like 110 degrees outside. That is not a good time to make bread. But, okay, we're going to listen to the song Lost Without Your Love. And you know, there are people that
in our lives. And I'm sure you have someone in your life as well that you do. You feel lost without their love. So this is a song that says it. Yes, this is a song that says it.
Lost and all alone, I always thought that I could make it on my own. But since you left, I hardly make it through the day. My tears get in the way, and I need you back to stay. I wander through the night, search the world to find the words to make it right. All I want is just the way it used to be. If you hear close to me, I've got to make it.
Memories and thoughts of what they're singing about that apply to yourself, and that's a very rare talent. That not too many artists have that, but they do. They do. Okay, I've got one here by Vince Gill, and it's called "When I Call Your Name." Just listen to them and say anything about it.
I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking. I walk through the front door, my whole life was changed. 'Cause nobody answered when I called your name. A note on the table
said you'd grown weary of living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. But nobody answers when I call your
song, and you can make somebody start crying, then you know you got it. Then you know you've got it. And it's a good thing to have. So just, you know, just remember that. Because he can do it. He can do it. Oh my gosh, can he do it? Jeez, Louise. Tell you what, there are a few that could do that.
Elvis can.
Back in the day, Elvis could do that. Yes, you got that right. Hey, guess what?
What?
Ann!
Ann!
Hey, Ann?
Hello?
Ann? Annie? Well, maybe she can hear me and we can't hear her. Just like it was with you, Susan.
I think she's using his skateboard.
She's gone again.
Yes.
She has the, you know, well, it's the new bungee cord. That's what's doing it. That, you know, you just, hey, she's not grabbing that light pole tight enough, and it's just yanking her back. So, oh, my gosh. You know? Yeah. Okay, I've got 6 minutes, and I do have a song that we're going to play to exit out. It's Three Dog Night, doing Shambhala. But for right now, I want to take just a couple minutes to say thank you, number one, to Susan, because you were there at the beginning, but you had to come back a couple times. But I thank you for being stubborn enough to actually do that. And then we finally could hear each other. And that was a good thing. I am so glad when my UK gals join me. That is so special. And thanks to Ann for keeping on trying. I mean, you know, that takes it takes a lot of perseverance, I tell you. Well, when that bungee cord gets a little more stretched out, maybe it'll work better and she'll be able to stay for a while. It's okay. So, unbelievable. And I want to thank, I couldn't send notifications to everyone, and I am sorry for that. And some of the notifications I sent didn't work because Facebook decided to just cut me off in the middle of sending those. They decided I'd sent too many, and they weren't going to let me send anymore. And it was kind of like, hey, guys, I used to do this all the time. What's up? So I gave them a message. And I did not use swear words, though.
Good girl.
I promise. I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't. So I was a very good girl. But that's why I'm apologizing to a lot of people that either do listen or come and join later or whatever, because I didn't do it. It was Facebook doing it to me. So you kind of got the fallout from that, and I apologize for that. Hey, is it going to work? Is it going to work? We got 4 minutes, Ann. How are you doing?
Terrible.
Evidently. And
you must be sleeping.
This is the worst
now.
Day. Well, if I couldn't swim, I can now.
No, I'm just sitting here watching you bounce back and forth, thinking, my gosh, we got to wear in that bungee cord so she doesn't have to bounce so many times. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
unreal.
I know.
But yeah, thank you to everybody that did manage to stay. Thank you so much to Ann and Susan for persevering and being stubborn enough to just keep coming back. It usually works in the end.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You know? it's great.
Even if it's just to say goodnight.
Exactly. But, you know, at least you gave it your best shot. And that's all anybody can do.
Of course.
It's cool. Okay. We don't want to miss the most of this, so we're going to go with Three Dog Night playing Shambhala. Oh, and before I forget, I want to say, Tanya, thank you so much for that beautiful graphic. You do fantastic work, girl, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, she does.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Pat.
Bye.